This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Cote. How are you, David?
Very well, thanks.
And let's talk about Honeywell. This is a Fortune 500.
My favorite topic.
Honeywell is a $40 billion organization with a lot of different components to it, 130,000 employees. Talk about what the company is to you.
Well, the company's been my life for 14 years. So I'm into my 15th year in this job. And the way I've always tried to describe it is we developed this business model 14 years ago that comprised three pieces, the portfolio, work on process, and then the culture that we needed to drive both. And that's how I describe how we think about the company, making sure that we've got a superb portfolio with great positions, good industries, defendable technology, diversity of opportunity, a constant process focus, and a culture that drives both of those. And that culture was important because we started off as three unintegrated companies brought together. And it was a mess. And we needed to come up with a single culture. And I think it's worked pretty well. People are pretty proud to be part of Honeywell.
Everyone's always wondering how you build a great culture. Are there any secrets to that?
Oh, God. I'd say it's relentlessness of purpose. Anytime that you think you're done or you've told the story a couple times already so everybody gets it or they all nod their heads, it's still not there. You have to constantly be reinforcing it with your words and with your deeds. You have to act the same way. If you talk about evolution of people and organizations like we do, well, I have to be able to evolve also. If you talk about the significance of the customer, the significance of One Honeywell, you've got to be able to demonstrate that yourself in addition to talking about it. So, yeah, this is just a relentlessness of purpose that's required because you are never done reinforcing it.
And at Honeywell, you've really shifted into focusing on things like software intensively. Let's talk about things like your supply chain in a world of M2M, of predictive analytics. What are some best practices that you've used, and how does all of your software tie into that?
Yeah, I'd say if you look at supply chain, I'd say too many manufacturing companies have a tendency to look at suppliers as, okay, I've given this to the supplier, my job's done. And as long as I place the order, their responsibility to design it right, get it on time, quality be good, and I'll just hammer them if they don't. And that's not, I think, the right way to do it, because if you take a look at every dollar of sales, about 50 cents of every dollar goes to suppliers in general in an industrial company. And you can't just ignore them, abdicate. You've got to be a participant. So supply chain, to me, when we look at purchasing or sourcing or whatever the most contemporary word of the day is, it's not just about placing the orders on them or picking the right supplier. It's about, do you have the absolute best supplier? Do they have the processes that are capable of keeping up with you? How do you make sure you don't get surprised by a supplier who's incapable? You got to be thinking about all this stuff ahead of time. Just because you go to a supplier doesn't mean you abdicate or treat it differently than if you were in manufacturing it.
And at Honeywell, you're really known for being one of the leaders and torchbearers in terms of quality. How would you define quality and what it means to you personally?
Yeah, that's an interestingly broad question because you're right. Quality does matter. It doesn't matter just in product.
And it's changed so much over the years. It's not the same old just quality. Now it's continuous improvement. It's customer experience. It's predictive analytics.
Well, it's funny when you like you mentioned continuous improvement. It's I think a lot of companies when they start on a continuous improvement path, they kind of look at it as okay, we need 2 years to get this continuous improvement done, as opposed to continuous improvement is evolution.
It's a great point. It's like okay, we finished continuous improvement.
We have to hurry. We've got to get this done. And I mean, I saw this happen, for example, with the Honeywell operating system when. I looked at it and said, we need a system in the company. We've got a lot of manufacturing plants. We don't have a thought process or a system ourselves to drive quality, delivery, safety, inventory, cost, all that stuff that we like out of manufacturing. So I sent about 60 or 70 people down to Toyota in Georgetown for a couple of weeks. They came back and they were just filled with the Holy Spirit. They just wanted to go across the company. Everybody at once, not just the factories, but applied to every single person in the company. And I can remember at the time saying, look, I completely agree with you conceptually, but if we do it this way, this will die of its own weight. It's just too much for people to absorb. And you'll just be doing too much stuff that doesn't matter. And it's important to have a quality focus, whether it's product, how you design, your processes. But you also have to be thoughtful about how you embark on continuous improvement to make sure that you're actually getting the result you're looking for. And I can remember, this is 25 years ago, I guess, doing a best practice visit to a company that was really focused on quality. And they bring in lunch. They serve lunch. And we have lunch, and they say, well, you need to fill out the survey form. Survey for what? I said, well, we need to provide feedback to the lunch people about every lunch, about how the quality of the lunch. I said, are you guys serious? Have you gotten like a little carried away here and kind of forgotten what it is you're trying to accomplish? So I'm all in favor of continuous improvement. It needs to be recognized as an evolution, not as just a revolution and you get it done and you're on to something else. But you got to constantly be working on it. And you got to focus on stuff that's going to make a difference, stuff that will make a difference for the company, make a difference for the customer. And it's important to, let's say, channel how you think about it. Otherwise, you just end up with this broad-based mess.
It's a great point that you're making. Have you ever – I think that really, what you just said, is quality for the 21st century.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's the new definition
Great.
Of it.
Nice to know we're on the right path.
Have you ever had a time when there were challenges with quality and you said, gosh, we learned the lesson from that?
Well, you're never as good as you'd like. I can't say that we've had a particular problem that's occurred where I've said, how the heck did that I have had small instances where you wonder how the heck it happened. But I can't say that we've had a big miss where I wondered, was everybody asleep on this one or we did something totally wrong? I can't say that we've had a big one.
But I think that the point you're making is really valid, and it's that quality is what matters. Mm-hmm. And it's doing things that are important and not for the sake of it. That's how you get results. And
exactly
continuous
right.
improvement is continuous improvement.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not episodic. It's not a snapshot.
Right.
It's not a balance.
I always talk about it as evolution, and that's
right.
one of the things that we focus on and what I refer to as our culture is that whether you're a person, an organization, a company, a country, you have to constantly be evolving. I mean, whatever is true today and whatever you're doing that makes sense today is probably not going to quite make that much sense the next day. You have to be looking at everything around you and you need to be evolving along with it, which is very consistent with this spirit of continuous improvement.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Cote, the CEO and chairman of Honeywell. So you've had growth of 490% in your tenure. That's pretty good. And it's still a good investment.
With it. And
right?
Exactly. It's still a good investment.
So based on that, how do you go about developing strategy? What are the core components? And I do have to say, you only have 2 minutes until break.
we always go back to our business model. And when it comes to portfolio, it's got to be a great position in a good industry with a defendable technology. And that's where we start. If it doesn't meet that, then it's not something we want to be in. And you've probably seen with both acquisitions and divestitures, we're pretty consistent with that. Then when it comes to strategy, I try to keep it really simple and only a couple of pages. And I want to understand what's the competition doing, what's happening in your market, and then what are we doing, and why is a customer going to buy from us versus the other guy? And it's really as simple as that. Strategy is not that hard. I've often paraphrased Thomas Edison, who said invention was 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Right. I said, you know, business is 1% strategy, 99% execution. Just do a great job for your customer every day, and it's amazing how the strategy will take care of itself.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with David Cote now. We're about to take a break, but we've learned about continuous improvement continues. It doesn't stop. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about David's leadership philosophy, and he's won all types of awards here. So you're going to get a snapshot of insights that you could use in your organization as well. Back in a few.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Cote, the chairman and CEO of Honeywell. You've been known as a real leadership philosophy type CEO, where you've had philosophies that have really helped you grow, and you've grown 490% in your shareholder value, which is terrific.
Still a good buy.
That's right, touche. How would you define your leadership philosophy?
There's three big things required of a leader, only one of which is really visible and the one that everybody externally tends to measure you on. The first one is, can you mobilize a large group of people? You can do that a bunch of different ways. The rousing speech, everybody likes you, they like your vision, whatever it is. That's 5% of the job, and it's the only visible piece of the job. The second big one is, can you pick the right direction to take them? And if you motivate everybody, but you spend 40 years wandering in the desert, you're not a good leader. No matter how motivational you are or how inspirational your vision, if you're taking them down the wrong path, that's not a good place to be. Then the third one is, okay, you've motivated them, you've picked the right path. Can you actually get the whole organization moving step by step in that direction? And when you have over 100,000 people, that's a lot more important than people think sometimes. And I see too many leaders who tend to think it's my job to just do strategy. Other people, you know, I delegate the actual doing of things. You can't do that. As a CEO or as a leader, you have to feel just as responsible for how do I get everybody moving in that direction once I've picked the direction and I've motivated everybody. Those last two are 95% of the job, and it's the part that's not visible except over time. You don't see it in the first 2 weeks, first 2 years. Over 5 years, you see it.
Let's look at our world of digital disruption. Companies are taking over industries. Companies are losing to industries. Now, you've had 490% growth during your tenure, which is really exceptional. How do you view accelerated change?
For us, it's a good thing because it gives us opportunity. As long as you're evolving faster than your market and your competitors, you're going to do very well. So we look at this as opportunity for us. And when you think about software, and by the way, I completely agree with you on software that we're 150 years in the Industrial Revolution. We're only like 40 years into the IT Revolution. This has a long way to run. And I look at us as having a supreme position at this point because
it's just ramping up now.
Oh, it's just starting. This has at least another 100 years to go before who knows what comes up next. But I think it's got a long, long way to go. We've got 3,000 engineers or so. You tend to think of us as, okay, chemicals, jet engines, turbochargers, controls, okay, mechanical, electrical kind of stuff. About half our engineers are developing software. And it's developing software for simulation, product enablement, or as a business. That software is going to be significant because what you're seeing a shift in the digital world where everything up to this point has been digital to digital. As you start to go into the digital to physical space, which is where we excel, domain knowledge matters. Up in this digital to digital, if you have a bug in your software, yeah, okay, it's a pain in the neck, and 2 weeks later somebody issues a new release and it fixes it. You have a bug in the software that runs your refinery or runs your factory or runs your building, you don't want to wait 2 weeks for this thing. And that's why something like CMMI Level 5, which you've probably heard me talk about, which is a quality process for developing software, is so important. And we're the first large Western company to be CMMI Level 5 across the company. And I liken this to what Edwards Deming went through with product quality, where it was something developed in the U.S. He couldn't get anybody to listen. He went to Japan. They listened. We had the Japanese auto invasion. It completely changed our auto industry. You're going to see the same thing on the software side. CMMI was developed by Carnegie Mellon. If you look at all the CMMI level 5 companies, they're in Japan, China, India. We're the first large Western company to achieve CMMI level 5 across the board because we started about 6 or 7 years ago saying we're going to drive this across the company.
Well, congrats.
Gives us a huge advantage.
Congratulations. So let's look at cybersecurity now, and let's look at your governance in terms of your board, your executives. How do you engage in a world of cybersecurity and digital disruption? Where does that sit? Is it with the board? Is it with governance? With the executives? Is it with legal? Is it with insurance? Is it with IT?
Oh, no, cybersecurity is my job. I'm, you know, there's the unknown unknowns, known unknowns, that kind of thing. This is the big known unknown. We all know it.
Right.
And we, even if you think you have it under control, you do not. There could be something rooting around in your system right now that you just don't know. And whenever a Defense Department auditor wants to come in and audit our systems, I say, have at it. I'd rather have you find it than somebody else. So you just go ahead and do whatever you need to. Now, we get very high marks on cybersecurity because we do a very good job of it. We actually sell it as a service in our aerospace business and in our process controls business because we do such a good job with it. That being said, I'm constantly afraid of it. It's top of my mind constantly.
You have a reputation at Honeywell for having an exemplary board of directors.
Oh, thanks.
What would you say are best practices in governance?
I think the whole world's gone a little crazy in terms of their expectations of a board. If you take a look at what, to me, comprises the best board, and this is what we've tried to do with every single director we've ever picked, it's somebody who's been successful and has run something big, because then they understand what you as the CEO and a management team are going through, the kinds of decisions you're facing, the recognition that sometimes you have to make a decision even with imperfect data. The insights they give you are very good because they've oftentimes been there themselves. And I felt like that's the best thing to have in a director is somebody who's actually been there, has run something big. So if you take a look at every single director that we have, every one of them is running something big or has run something big. Even the government types that we bring on have run something big. So they have a sense for what does it take to be able to make good decisions. Because getting back to being a good leader that you asked about before, being a good leader means making good decisions. As long as you have the process, the capability, the judgment to make good decisions, makes all the difference in the world.
In terms of good decisions, leadership, board, what is your best advice to the 10,000 top CEOs in terms of managing in a volatile, fast-changing environment?
The line that I use with my own team when I'm talking to leadership groups is that as a leader, it's important for you to be right at the end of the meeting, not at the beginning of the meeting.
That's great.
I like it a lot because it's one of the things I had to develop as a capability myself, because as you start as an individual contributor, your job is to have a point of view, go into the meeting, advocate, because you've got to get that point of view across. Well, the higher up you go, the less you know. You know a lot about a lot of little things, but you don't always know as much about the subject. And if people know where you're coming from, you get the people who are just going to agree. You get the people who are just going to disagree. You get the people who just want a decision, and then they'll do whatever. And you're not getting the best of their thinking. Whereas if they don't exactly know where you're coming from in the beginning, and you really work at fleshing out from every single person in the room what their opinion is, then you end up making a much better decision. And it means, for example, some of the things I'll do.
We've got 10 seconds left.
If there's 10 people in the room, ask the most junior person first what they think. And you'll see in the beginning, the first thing they do is look at their boss. And he's like, no, no, no. I want to know, what do you think?
And there's leadership insight for all of you. Dave Cote, great.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins. How are you, Andrew?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Andrew is the president of Sentient Jets. So let's talk about the private aviation industry.
Sure.
What's the state of it right now? CEOs obviously want to hear.
So I think that private aviation has really benefited from a robust market over the last couple of years. We've certainly seen aviation rise post the financial crisis. There will always be private flying. It just depends on the methodology people choose. But last year in 2014, the overall flying market, as it were, was up about 4%. I think it was about 3.5% in the what they call the Part 135 market, which is the four-pay hourly-based market. That's what we're governed under. You also saw the economy rise last year, right? You saw GDP almost up 2.5%. I think it was 2.4%. That was the biggest spike we saw GDP-wise in about 9 years. Aligning with that in a very propitious way was aircraft orders and deliveries. So aircraft last year, there was 722 aircraft delivered from manufacturers last year. That's up 6.5%. That was the biggest year-over-year gain you saw in that sector in about 6.5 years, 7 years. So a healthy market. We were up 12% relative to volume. We sort of track beyond the market, and I think that's because of our product set, and we certainly can talk about that. But I'd say that as of now, it's a very healthy state in private aviation, and it's one that is healthy because people are valuing their time. The CEOs of the world, the business leaders of the world, are pursuing the convenience, the flexibility, and the security that are associated with private aviation.
Yeah, I would think you're right. The value proposition, certainly if an average CEO that we deal with makes $11 million a year, you break that into 2,000-hour work, even though they work a lot more than that, but that's about $5,500 an hour. So if you think of that's about the cost of basic air travel.
That's
and if you think of the amount of time they save, it's enormous. Also, because there's only what is it? There's about 500 public airports, but there's about 5,000 private ones.
Right. I think when you look at commercial aviation, it's wonderful at times, and it can work very effectively, but you're dealing with the restrictions of 500 airports that ultimately have a lot of people that have to make it go. And in private aviation, you're dealing with thousands of smaller airports, and most private aviation companies have stronger operational flexibility. What that means is that we can work with a single airstrip, we can work with a smaller FBO, a smaller airport location, we don't have to get TSA people there or baggage handlers there. So whether it's weather or some other government regulatory intervention or something like that, we tend to have a great deal of flexibility. So outside of just the time factor, right, there's also kind of a reliability factor that's built into us and built into the industry. I can tell you that at a personal level, so we are based in Boston, but we're owned and we're part of a much larger mm-hmm. Organization that's headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. To fly from Boston to Cleveland, Ohio, right now, I have to use United Airlines, and I have to fly at their designated time. It's on a regional jet. It's probably $1,200 to $1,500 round trip. And so if I have, let's say, a lunchtime meeting in Cleveland, I have to actually start my journey probably at 6 o'clock in the morning from Boston. I have to get to the airport. I have to get on that regional jet. I have to fly into the commercial hub, Hopkins, in Cleveland. And then I have to work my way over to where my meeting is, okay? If I flew privately, I can cut out a great deal of that time, and I have. So instead of getting up at 6 or 5 or whenever I have to start my journey, I can leave 2 hours before my meeting because it's an hour and a half privately from Boston to Cleveland. So I could leave at 10 o'clock, land at 11:30, have my lunch meeting, turn around, and I can be back and home in time for dinner. and whatever other obligation I might have. And so that time factor is very significant, and that to me is really like the personal example that I can give you. That's me personally. I've done that multiple times, and I can't tell you what a lifesaver that is. And what that actually means to me is that I get a good night of sleep, I get a productive day in, and the next day I have a productive day as well. So when I fly commercially sometimes, I wash a lot of productive time out of my schedule.
As well as the added stress, and as well as that, if you want to have certain key executives on the flight with you, you could talk about anything confidential.
Absolutely.
So it's really, it's your time. It's, that's why, you know, most of the CEOs I know and most of the executive teams are very interested. So I want to shift over now to Sentien.
Sure.
It's, as great as the private aviation field is, it's fairly crowded. And there are a lot of players and they're seeing growth now. How do you differentiate yourself?
Good question. It is an interesting one. We saw some consolidation with the financial crisis, and we're now seeing new entrants come on board. People are always attracted to the space. The good news is that means there's fresh capital and investment and innovation coming into the space. For us, we invented the private aviation jet card in 1999. So the concept is essentially a very simple one, which is you pre-purchase time. Right. So what you're doing is you're pre-purchasing 25 hours on a designated size aircraft, light, mid, super mid, heavy aircraft. Right. And we simply just allow you to draw down the monies that are associated with that card as you fly. So it's very flexible. It starts at about $125,000. And what you start to realize is that it is a wonderful productivity tool. It is a way for you to be able to get upfront costs and understand how much you're paying. You can get an aircraft in as little as 10 hours advance notice anywhere in the 48 contiguous United States. We have 24/7 customer service, 365 days a year. It is luxury hospitality oriented service where we have to anticipate needs. We have to anticipate any challenges. It's a wonderful service culture. It's also a very strong safety culture. Ultimately, the differentiator for us is that this metaphor, this jet card, is very popular right now, and we are the largest jet card provider in the world.
And you've got 4,000 people.
We probably have about 4,500 at this point in terms of jet card holders and approaching 5,000.
Hmm.
We had a 25% year-over-year sales growth last year. So we have a very, very, very significant base of flyers, and there are two types of flyers in our world. There's a corporate flyer, there's a leisure flyer. Many of them, we are their primary solution for flying. They choose us because they fly anywhere from 25 to 100 hours a year, and we're their go-to solution. They pull the card out of the wallet, they make a phone call, they get the jet, boom, there's no asset purchase, it goes right to the T&E portion of an expense report as opposed to being on a balance sheet as an asset, so you're not tied to an asset. This is simply just pre-purchasing time. And then we have what we call a blended flyer, where that person may have multiple private aviation solutions. They might have some access to a corporate jet. They might also have a fractional share or an interest in another aircraft, which is actually part ownership and still an asset. And then they utilize us for very specific needs. So we see a very large piece of the pie in private aviation, and that's what I love about the model.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Sentien Jet. So right now we're in, you're talking about product, we're in a really luxurious leather seat in Teterboro Airport while we're doing this interview. Talk about what this jet is and the other products that you have.
Sure. So right now, this is a super mid-size aircraft. It's a Falcon 2000 EX. It can go about 4,500 statute miles. So you could easily go to Chicago, Hawaii. You can go across the country in this. It's got great range. It's obviously, as you said, a leather-clad, wonderful, kind of luxurious, sumptuous interior. But it's also got all the tools of the trade on board. You've got power outlets. You've got
this little TV here.
Sure. You've got
nice.
You've got avionics that and aviation materials that allow allow you to know where you are in the world when you're flying. You've got an enclosed laboratory. You've got a galley, a kitchen. So you've got a lot at your disposal as you're flying, and this can go very fast and can get you where you need to go. So, yeah, this is wonderful. And this would be part of our super mid card program. It would be in the category of a super mid-sized aircraft. Other aircraft that we see are things like mid-size Lear 60s, Hawker 800 and 900 XPs. Those are mid-sized aircraft that are very popular. On the lighter side, we see aircraft like Hawker 400 XPs, CJ3s, a Citation jet. Those are popular in our light sizes and categories.
And we're about to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will be with Andrew Collins, the president of Ascension Jet, and we're going to talk more about product. We're also going to talk about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Sentient Jet. And we were talking about the different types of jets. So, want to ask you, you invented in 1999 the jet card, which gives the real flexibility where people buy, you know, the 25 hours up front. And then what happens, because they buy on one jet, what happens if they want to use on one jet, but then all of a sudden they have a family party or they want to have an executive meeting of more people and they need a different size jet? How do you handle the flexibility of that?
That's a great question. I think this brings about the very orientation of our company. We are a service-oriented and a service-driven culture. We don't actually own aircraft. We have a model that allows us to source from the top 20% of operators in the country that are operating the aircraft. So we may not have operational control, but we have scheduling control. It's what we call an open fleet or an asset-light model. Inherent to that, we're always going to ask up front when you reach out to us to arrange for a private jet. We will ask you, what's the purpose of your mission? Okay, and many times somebody that flies on a light aircraft knows exactly what they needed and can pre-think, hey, I need 25 hours, give or take, in a light aircraft because I'm going to my second home or I'm going to, you know, some satellite offices, and it's usually just me or maybe it's myself and one of my vice presidents or somebody, something like that. But every time when we ask what's the purpose of the trip and the response really, or we can figure out based on how they've actually requested the aircraft. If the response comes in and they need something different, right? So they might be in our 25-hour light card product, but it turns out they need something like this, Falcon 2000EX, this super mid product. They can easily just ask for that. We do not have any economic penalty. We have a published rate. They simply pay the published rate. We deduct it off their card as if they were flying on their normal product. We move on. So purpose of mission is a real critical thing in our industry. Some people understand that. Some people may not necessarily, but for us, that's the starting point.
Okay. Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. Now, you're running an organization that's growing very rapidly in a highly competitive industry. What's important to you in how you view your leadership?
So I think that if there's anything that I can bring to the table, the most important thing is it's visibility and it's allowing people to feel that I'm right there with them. So one of the things that's a hallmark at Sentient culturally is we call it a GSD environment. For radio, we'll say it just stands for Get Stuff Done. And it puts a premium on execution, right? And so one of the things for me that's always important, and the people that I love to work with, are the people that have that motivation and that passion, and you can see it and you can feel it, that they want to get it done. They're interested in accomplishing what it is that we're going after. So that's important. There's also a cultural aspect at Sentien, and we talked about this a little up front prior to the interview, but I'll bring it up, which is, I believe that, unlike for some, this might be a negative connotation, but I believe in insecurity in an organization, especially in a services organization. Okay, and so insecurity to me really makes sure that people are on their toes. So we have a wonderful stable company and a stable environment, but if we're insecure about that customer's transaction, about the workflow that goes around flying somebody and making sure end to end that trip is as flawless as we can make it and as great an experience as we can make it, as long as that permeates your culture, where people really do feel that insecurity that, oh gosh, what are my challenges on this flight? What do we got to think of ahead of time? So that roots into the way we've designed our workflow process, and it's an important aspect. And as a leader, I can't ask for anything else.
Give me an example of that. Sounds fascinating.
Sure. So we don't actually, as I mentioned, own aircraft. So we can't rely just on, hey, it's a shiny jet. It's a very nice jet, like the one we're sitting in, where people might come in and go, oh, this is great. Look at this jet. It really is about that first touch when someone calls in and says, okay, I need a flight, right? We need to figure out what's that purpose of trip. And then from there, we've invested millions of dollars in how we actually work that trip through. So we will look at that trip a week in advance if it's a week in advance. We will look at it a day in advance if it's a day in advance. But every day we do something called a daily flight review. We review every trip that week and every trip the next day. And we look for any aberrations, any anomalies, any challenges, right? And on top of that, we have proprietary data on our customers and a history on our customers. So we understand. We generate something called service reports, and a flight leg can generate up to 10 service reports. I see every service report. So does our leadership team. So do people that are on the front line. So I know that if Robert is flying, I know exactly how you're feeling. I am in tune with your sentiment. Are you very satisfied? Are you somewhat satisfied? And if there's anything that drops below that very satisfied marker, we need to know what that is. And so we record that. And over time, we have that satisfaction or that sentiment history. And that helps with that insecurity. Because you can say, you know what? Last time Robert flew with us, he didn't actually like the tail, the jet that we put him on. Let's make sure he's not on that jet next time. Last time we flew, his son has a nut allergy. Let's make sure that we pre-screen the catering and we make sure that it's as nut-free an environment as possible. Or it's that insecurity that says there are competitors. It's a hyper-competitive industry. And they would love your customer base. We have 4,500 customers, right? So you constantly have to be thinking about ways to surprise and delight your customer. So milestones, if it's your birthday, if we know that you're coming back from a wonderful business celebration, you know, you just opened up a factory, you just sold a business, whatever those things are that really drive you, that passion, that moment, that life event, if we know about it, we're likely going to recognize it in some way, shape, or form. That might be as simple as just a congratulatory note from someone like myself or someone that's a lead on your service team with some complimentary cocktails, all the way through to if you're headed to Notre Dame for a game and it's a big deal for you, we may very well have the aircraft decked out in the blue and gold. So it really just depends on that. But that is the key, in essence, to the way we service. It's that undertone, that insecurity that you need to feel, and I think we thrive on it now.
Okay, we have just 20 seconds left. The future of Sentien Jets.
I think the future of Sentien Jets sees us beyond the United States. I think we're headed internationally. I think this product translates beautifully in a number of markets.
Well, Andrew, great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
And everyone, remember, insecurity is a secret to great success in business. First time I've heard that before.
Well,
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.